Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3136, Thought Work. The most important work you'll ever do is learning to manage your mind, by Erica Lane of ericalane.co. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator today and every day. Me narrating means there are no interviews, just a short daily podcast where we can both improve our lives one day at a time. So with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Thought work. The most important work you'll ever do is learning to manage your mind, by Erica Lane of ericalane.co. Over the weekend, one of my best friends stayed with us. A few years ago, we lived in nearly identical townhouses in California, just doors apart, facing this big expanse of grass. Our kids would play for hours every week on that lawn, fighting with toy lightsabers or gathering leaves and flowers to add to their magical potions. Since then, both of our families have moved away, but this weekend, we all picked up right where we left off, with my friend and I talking for hours and our kids playing instantly like they'd never been apart. While my friend was with us, I kept thinking, it's so nice speaking the same language. During the years that she and I lived in the same town, we both learned from the same teachers through books, podcasts, and courses. So when we talk now, we share this common understanding, a framework to see the world through. Having my friends stay with me over the weekend reminded me that I want to make sure you and I are speaking the same language, because this is life-changing stuff. It's hard to encapsulate in a few words, but we're going to call it thought work. Thought work is the process of observing and managing your brain. And today I want to share 5 foundational principles to get us all speaking the same language. 5 foundational principles of thought work. Number 1, you are not your thoughts. The foundation of thought work is the knowledge that you are not your thoughts. You, who you are at the deepest level, are separate from the voice of the mind. I describe it to my kids as a monkey in your brain that never stops jumping. He's so bouncy and insistent that you start to think of him as your voice, but he's not. He's just a visitor, and you can quiet him whenever you want to. Eckhart Tolle talks about this in his book, The Power of Now. He says that the voice of the mind is what differentiates us from animals and plants, but that our problem, and it's a big one, is that we're letting that voice run unchecked. Number 2, your thoughts, not your circumstances, determine your feelings. In other words, the monkey in your brain is responsible for how you feel. Let's say you're feeling frustrated and resentful because, in the way you see it, your kids never put their dirty dishes in the dishwasher. That's frustrating, I get it. But it's not actually the circumstance that's making you all angsty, where the circumstance is My kids left their breakfast dishes out this morning. It's the thought you're having about that circumstance. For example, the kids should put their dishes away. They know how much that bothers me. Recognizing that it's your thoughts that create your feelings is foundational to managing your brain because it's often a lot easier to shift your thoughts than it is to change your circumstances, in particular, other people's behavior. Which brings us to our third principle of thought work. Number three, you can shift or drop recurring negative thoughts. One by one, you can decide if your thoughts are serving you, and if they aren't, you can drop them. Just know this, mental illness aside, you have more influence over your mind than you might think. I have to apologize to my husband for throwing him under the bus here, but a few years ago, I noticed a thought that kept popping in my mind. That thought was, he makes my life so complicated. Naturally, my brain started gathering evidence for that thought, and the more evidence it gathered, the more I started to believe that my thought was a fact. My husband craves adventure, spontaneity, and newness, like I crave simplicity, consistency, and home. So every time he changed our family plans at the last second or booked us for yet another weekend road trip, my brain would say, see, evidence, he makes your life so complicated. Eventually, with the help of a great life coach, I managed to step back and ask myself if this thought was serving me, and I decided to try making a small but positive shift. Instead of defaulting to, he makes my life so complicated, I practiced reaching for, he makes my life so interesting. Sure, he still often makes my life more complicated than I might make it, but with this simple shift, I started to notice that he opens me up to so many things that I probably wouldn't experience otherwise, and I'm grateful for that. You have that same influence over your own thoughts. You can shift or drop recurring negative scripts. Number four, presence is always an option for relief. Does it ever feel like your mind is a high-speed train without any brakes? It speaks in rapid-fire sentences all day long, only to be silenced when you finally drift off to sleep. While we can deliberately drop our unhelpful thoughts or replace them with gentler alternatives, another option for relief from the relentlessness of your mind is simply presence. How often in your day do you quiet your busy thoughts and observe exactly where you are? Feel the solidness of the earth under your feet. Feel the sensation of a breeze, or maybe the air conditioning, on your face. Touch a texture near you, like the smooth surface of your kitchen counters. Tune into your surroundings with your ears. Notice everything you can hear. Take a minute to be where you are, free from the thoughts, worries, and to-dos that normally dominate your headspace. Presence is always an option for relief. And number five, the more you practice presence, the better you'll feel. Don't let that monkey mind run away with you. You deserve the stillness and peace you can experience from learning to turn the volume down in your head. As Brooke Castillo says, quote, are you creating your thoughts or are your thoughts creating you, end quote. Make sure it's you creating your thoughts so those thoughts can help you build the life you want. You just listened to the post titled Thought Work, The Most Important Work You'll Ever Do is Learning to Manage Your Mind by Erica Lane of ericalane.co. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Erica. I think I'd agree that it could be the most important work we'll ever do because our thoughts really do make up our day-to-day lives. And if you put two people who are feeling the same way into a specific situation, like a stressful situation, for example, or even something as common as traffic, you'll get two completely different reactions and emotions just based on their own thoughts about that traffic. It's not the traffic's fault. It's the thoughts about it and the reaction to it, which is very much in our control. It's not easy, but it's possible. And I have to mention my two favorite methods for actually practicing this. One is meditation because it's just a practice of catching those thoughts and releasing them over and over and over. And the other is journaling, simply becoming aware of what's going on in our heads. It might come easier to you, or it might be more difficult, but it's important to know that it is possible. And like Erica said, the more you practice, the better you'll feel. So hopefully you're able to practice that today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.